Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show on MikeSpirit.fm. In today's show, you'll be listening to the world-renowned, international, award-winning psychic medium, Mike Davis, the People's Psychic, as he connects callers with their loved ones in the spirit world. To ask Mike to contact the spirit world for you, call now on 760-283-4611. That's 760-283-4611. Or you can connect on Skype for free by pressing the Skype button. Remember, Mike is your Celtic connection to your loved ones in the spirit world.
Well, hi and welcome everyone. You're listening to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show live on MikeSpirit.fm, in Spreaker or even in Blog Talk Radio, whichever way you listen to us, you're more than welcome. I've got an amazing show lined up here for you today. I've been waiting patiently for this day to arrive. And not only because today is the day that I've got this wonderful guest on, but you know, our clocks have now just caught up with the people in America, because I know 2 weeks ago you put your clocks forward an hour. Well, so did us, so did we in the UK just today. So everything comes back to normal now. So if you are following Mike Spirit FM and you follow all of the shows, you'll notice the last 2 weeks we've been all on an hour early in the UK. But everything comes back to normal. So this show, as you well know, it's 8 o'clock in the UK time and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in America. So everything comes back to normal now for the for the next few months, at least. I'm not going to delay in anything today, apart from bringing my guest on, because I'm really excited to have my guest here. And that's Ralph Keaton. Ralph, are you there with us, mate?
I am. Hello, Mike. Hi.
Well, hello, Ralph. I'm really excited about the show today. I must be honest, because we actually met you, didn't we, not so long ago?
Yes, you did, at the Psychic Rendezvous shows.
That's right, and we was given some tickets away to the Psychic Rendezvous only a few weeks ago now, wasn't it? And I must say, Ralph, you know, what a fantastic weekend that you put on. You and Tony, your wonderful partner, put on a fantastic show, I must say. I know that myself, my hosts, and all those ticket winners absolutely thoroughly enjoyed being there that weekend. So, you know, a big thank you to you, Ralph, and a big thank you to Tony as well.
It's our pleasure. I mean, Tony was the rock, really. She's kind of the main organizer behind it, so I can't take all the credit, but to be honest with you. I just kind of do my stand-up show and meet people. I'm kind of the front end of it. But, the show itself was really, really well-received. I was quite surprised, really, to be honest.
From our point of view, Ralph, it was, you know, a fantastic weekend, you know, even though that some of us only spent the Saturday there, but I know that there was ticket winners that spent the weekend, and, you know, the feedback was absolutely amazing from it. So is this something that you're planning to do again, Ralph, in the future?
Yeah, on the back of this, that show was kind of a pilot show, really. We wanted to see if people would attend for a whole weekend. Just to give you a basic idea behind it, we wanted to invite people on a Friday, Saturday and Sunday to come and join in, meet other people, get to know faces, because you can talk on the internet really well, but I think it's really nice to meet people and greet people. I wanted to kind of get some feedback from a lot of people, because I've done shows before, but never anything over this weekend like this.
Yeah.
Obviously, two of my friends came over, Colin Fry, Derek Okoro, and that helped me put the whole package together, really. So, yeah, it was nice. I mean, the feedback I've got is they want to do another one. So we're looking at that now. We're actually in the progress of putting that together.
Well, most definitely. You know, you can count me, and I suppose the rest of the people that won tickets and everything else count us in again. So...
Oh, Mike, sorry.
Is this something that Derek Okoro and Colin Fry is going to do again with you on the rendezvous again?
Yeah, we're looking at. I'm talking to other mediums. What I'm trying to do is try and put on a show that can have various different people in. So we're talking to TJ Higgs, obviously. We've asked John Edward from America to have a look at us. We're looking at different mediums to bring them in, to have them as part of the team as well. So Colin and Derek may or may not come back again. I don't know. But at this stage, we're just kind of throwing it together now at the moment. So it's kind of a bit in the air to sort of say we've definitely got so-and-so. So
yeah, obviously it's early days yet, isn't it, you know? But as I say, you know, you know, Ralph, I'm going to be totally honest with you.
Yeah.
The last time I saw Derek Akora work must have been, gosh, it must be about 12, 13 years ago now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just as you know, hit the TV screens of Most Haunted and things. And, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I'd love to be on a national stage like him. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, he's on a national stage, and take nothing away from the guy, you know. But when I saw him at the Rendezvous a few weeks ago, Joe, I take my hat off to the man. What an ambassador for the spirit world, I must say. What a genuine, down-to-earth man he is. And
yeah. Go on, sorry, Mike.
I was going to say, you know, that he really changed my opinion in some ways, you know, on the way he conducts himself. Because, you know, back in the days of where he just had TV screens, you know, I think it was, without getting myself into trouble here, but, you know, I think it was like all hype then, you know, and we expected something amazing to come out from him. But being just a genuine down-to-earth kind of guy, you know, I thought, oh, he's just no different to anyone else.
But yeah, the thing, I've been very lucky, Mike, because obviously when the series Most Haunted was going out, I was involved, and that's how I got through to meet Derek. And I've got to know Derek over the last 8 years. I've worked together with him for quite a few things. Obviously, he's done his side of things, and I've obviously gone off and worked in the film industry and things like I've done. But he's never changed to me. Derek's always been that lovable chap. He's very, what I like about him, he's got time to talk to the public. He's got time to talk to people. And I admire that in him. And most he's never changed. Sorry?
I said most definitely, you know. As I said, when I first saw him, you know, it wasn't, you know, he didn't spend any time with people afterwards and his demonstration. Don't get me wrong, I'm not saying it wasn't good, because it was. But you know, I think myself, after 12 years of being in the limelight then, you know, you can still sit there and I know, you know, you must have sat for about 2.5 hours talking to people, having photos of people. I think to myself, you know, that man deserves 100% credit, because, you know, you could actually see his face, you know, how tired he was. His eyes were going red of how tired he was. And his lovely wife, Gwen, was saying, come on, Derek, we've got to go home. It's 12 o'clock. And then it's 12:30. And you know, he insisted, I've got people who wants to talk to me, and I'm going to talk to them. And I thought to myself, that man deserves 100%, because, you know, genuinely, that's what he was there for the people. And that's
I mean, that's a nice thing about him. I mean, he you saw the show. He was absolutely on fire. But I think the nice thing is I haven't seen Derek for maybe 2 years. So that was our first time we'd got together for a long time. I've always gone on well with Derek. You probably saw that with the compliments he was giving me off the stage. But he really was fired up for that. So was Colin. It was nice to see Colin working the same way. But, yeah, I think the whole feel that went on throughout the whole of that weekend for us to put that show on was really good. I mean, every medium that stood up, even the young lad, Ross Bartlett, who's only 19, handled himself really well. Again, I met Ross, you see, on a BBC show where I took Joe Swash up and down the country, so I got to know Ross as well. So it was really lovely, you know. But everybody, I think, was fired up, and you can see what I talked about, how mediums are always different. Colin has his style, Derek has his style, Ross has his. You saw on stage, I'm very animated when I get going.
I'm like that now,
so it makes no difference. But it's just the way everybody is, and that's what I wanted to show. And that's what I want to show people with these weekends, how you can do this yourself, become part of it, but also how other people work. You know, it's that thing of great seeing on television, but you need to see them in front of you live, you know.
Yeah, it's nothing like having a balance, is it, between everyone and the different styles of mediumship. Because, you know, I've always said, Ralph, you know, you'll never find two mediums will ever work the same. Mm. Because we all are unique, individual in our own little ways ourselves. And you know, that shines through, doesn't it?
Yeah.
When you've got a few mediums on the same stage, platform, whatever you want to call it, it's nice to see the variety of styles of mediumship. Because we all live separate lives, don't we? You know, just because we're mediums, it doesn't mean that we all do the same thing, far from the word. And that's what separates us, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is, and that's something I've found, because I've been very lucky, I suppose, in many ways. And you probably yourself, when you meet mediums, you meet different people, you can see the passion, and that's what I think comes through. It's the fact that a lot of them want to get on and do their thing, but also the weekend was also about finding out how people do stuff, because. I get many, many questions, Mike, about people saying to me, how do you do this? Can I do it? And I've always sort of said to everybody, it's in you. If you want to do this, you can do this. You've just got to trust it and believe in it and go for it. And it works. I think I've said this to yourself, Mike, as well. I've been very lucky, because I've been into some very high-quality places. I've met some very top stars, but I've also met people in the poorest of places. I've also been and met just your average person who's not got a lot, but they're all asking the same thing. They're all finding out, and I love this side of it, because the nice thing is there's no dress rehearsal. You just have to be what you are and just get on and do what you're doing.
Of course. And you know, I want to pick up on something you just said there about when people say, can I do this? I believe, Ralph, and strongly believe that we're all born in this life, and we have the gift to be psychic, mm-hmm. but not all psychics will become mediums. And for those people that's listening, you know, I know I've set this challenge to people before. You know, if you think, oh, I haven't got a psychic bone in my body, you know, and I've heard this so many times, Ralph, you know, after working for 19 years in the spirit world, and probably twice as much longer for yourself, but, you know, I always like to set this challenge, you know. Have you ever thought your door's going to knock and it knocks? Or have you ever thought your phone's going to ring and it rings? Or have a gut feeling to do something or not to do something? Mm-hmm. And when people turn around and go, well, you know, I have. That's because it's built into us, that psychic ability. And we can build on those bridges to make a link to the spirit world, isn't it? You know, it doesn't mean that you have to be a clairaudient, clairvoyant, clairsentient, transfiguration, you know, the list is endless. You know, we could take up the whole show about all the mechanics of how the spirit world works. But, you know, I think that we all have the ability to do something, but it's up to us to take that step, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And it's funny how the spirit world will come to you at different parts of your life and at different times in your life. I always look back on when I was very young. I didn't know what spirit was, but it was around me, and I was talking to people. And from my own point of view, I was that odd kid at school that everybody kind of laughed at. I was bullied all the way through school because of it. But it was only until one day I approached a bully with something and told him something he was doing and something that had gone on in his life that it shocked everybody that was around me. And then I became that kid that was really cool. They could talk to me. They could find things out, and it changed my, you know, the perception of other people. But it's I never knew any different. So to me, I've not grown up with anything other than knowing what I can do. Mm. And I've always sort of said that even if it's your first time at doing this, even though you know it's the first time you're hearing it or seeing it, it's great to go with it because it's a wonderful experience. You know, one thing I've always said: spirit never harm anybody. They never harm, and yet it frightens people.
There's something my mum, and bless her heart, you know, she still says even today, she said to me a long time ago, because, you know, very much similar to yourself, now, I didn't start working for the spirit world. I didn't know the spirit world existed until I was 17, mm-hmm. and that's when I took that step. But being different as a child, because I was, you know, I remember being like, I don't know, maybe 5 years of age and feeling there's something coming out of the walls, and my mum used to just say to me, Michael, don't worry about it, it's okay, it's normal, you know. And I had two sisters, two older sisters, And I used to think it was normal that even my sisters would experience it. So that's why it didn't bother me so much. But it used to frighten me. And my mum always said to me, Ralph, and she says the same thing to me now, Michael, never be afraid of the dead. It's the living that will hurt you, not the dead. And you know, she's never spoke a true word in her life.
That's incredibly true. I say that a lot to people. We fear the unknown, or which is a natural inbuilt instinct. And when you've got spirit stuff around you, it's amazing that the amount of calls I get where the people think they've got something evil or nasty around them, and it's a case of saying, no, did you know that's how your granddad's getting in contact with you, or your uncle, or you know, your mother, or whatever. It's kind of, and it makes me smile, because they go about things a different way. It's just, it's, I suppose as a medium, you've got used to the way they deal, and so you don't think anything of it. It's just that I hear it from people. I think it's a nice thing. I think if they've got contact, it's a fantastic experience.
Yeah, most definitely. And obviously you met Gwyn at the rendezvous. Gwyn is known obviously on the Mike Spirit FM network as either the Captain Quincy Jones, because he likes to do his shows, and you know, I must say, Ralph, the Captain Quincy show, you need to listen to it. It's so funny. It's unbelievable. John Dyna Music. He loves his music. That's what his forte is, music. And I remember him sat here in the studio with me, and he was sat opposite me, and he was saying to me, and tell me then, Michael, why does the spirit world do this, and why do they do that? And he says to me, you know, he said, look at that photograph on your wall. Why is it tilted? Because it wasn't like that earlier on, but we start talking, and all of a sudden that photograph's tilted. I said, well, you know, Gwyn, sometimes the spirit world lets us know that they're there, listening to us. And he sat you in the studio, and he's saying, well, come on, photograph, move, go on. And he says, look, nothing's happening. So why didn't they prove it by moving it to me now? I said, well, they're not going to do it in front of you. Mm-hmm. You know, it's things that we notice, isn't it?
And yeah.
There's two photographs. Okay, one is with one nail, you know, in the wall, and it's hooked on there. And the other one, it's a good friend of mine gave me a picture of a dog. And I must say, it's a wonderful artist drawing of a dog. Perfect. But that's got two nails, Ralph, held up. So, you know, it can't tilt. So he says to me, why didn't they tilt that one? I said, well, because they can't. It's got two nails, you know. It'd be a bit awkward, wouldn't it? Ah, he said, not that he disbelieves, because, you know, he loves coming around with me. He loves doing this work with me. And, you know, I left my computer on that night. I went to bed. I came down about 6:15 in the morning, ready for work. I thought, oh, I haven't switched the computer off. So I comes in into the studio, and you know, the one with two nails holding up this photograph of the dog was on the floor. And I turned around and I says to Spirit, I said, you know, that would have been amazing if you could have done that in front of him, just to see him run out of the door. But it's the way they prove themselves to, isn't it? You know, we don't need to see them physically, you know, appear in front of us. But the small things that they do is so important, isn't it?
Yes, it is. You know about the film Monster House that Steven Spielberg, right? I that's based on a true story from my own experiences. And it's what you just reminded me of there is the strange things that spirit do. The house that we went into, which was his own monster house, has a chandelier in the middle of the room, like it's a bowed one. But basically, what was happening every morning, the family would come downstairs to see plants from the garden in that chandelier, and they were and now the house height, you'd have to get on a set of step ladders to actually reach them. So they knew it wasn't the kids.
Yeah.
And that was spirit trying to bring things in to calm things down, you know, bring some nature into the house, because that house was quite a tough house to work with. But that, again, that was a film crew that came over to film me doing a clearance on that property, how the spirit were dealing with them. And then a film that Steven Spielberg had made up as a film became reality, because that house that you see on the Monster House is a true home here in the UK. Up in the northeast of England, and it's phenomenal. That house is still active today, and if anybody ever wants to know what it's like to live with ghosts and spirits, well, that home is, they live with it, but it protects the family. That's the thing. It almost feels like a scary thing, but it isn't really. The energies that are in there are protecting the family. They've just got a weird way of doing it, Mike, a really weird way of doing it.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, I remember watching that film, and weird and wonderful, I must say. Ralph, I know people are starting to probably get restless because I know the phone lines are going a bit nuts here. But before we take any callers, I want to obviously talk a little bit more. Well, not too much more because I don't want anybody to get any more restless on us. But if anybody wants to know more about yourself, they can simply go to www.ralphkeaton.com, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. There's the .com and the .co.uk at the moment.
Okay,
but both those sites will give you information about who I've worked with, how I work, and where I'm about to go worldwide, really.
So that's the best place to get you at www.ralphkeaton.com or .co.uk, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah. Yeah.
Okay, and if people are on Facebook, they can come over to Medium Ralph Keaton, that's right, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. And we run from there. There's a little chat site where they can meet mediums and talk to mediums called Spirit Haunt. So the two kind of connect together. But I'm there again, a public face that you can come and talk to.
Okay. So that's Facebook Medium Ralph Keaton. Okay. So shall we go to the phone lines and talk to some of these lovely people that's hold on? Shall we?
Yes, that's fine by me. Yeah.
Okay. And I do believe that we have Karen. Is it Karen online? Karen, are you there with us?
Yeah.
Hi, Karen. May I ask you where you're calling from?
From New York.
From New York. And what was the reason that you called in for, Karen?
Lately I've been struggling with some emotions and feelings, going through a lot. And there's someone that I lost 2 years ago, and I just want to see if they are here, have any insight.
Okay, Karen, don't tell us any more now, okay, because this is where me and Ralph will work to try and find out and to give you as much information as we can. So is that okay if we link to
yes.
the spirit world, we'll give you a communication? Ralph, do you want to take this first caller, mate?
I can do if you want me to, yes. Hi, Karen.
Hi.
Hi. I'll tell you what I'm feeling from you, Karen. Are you moving or are you in the process of changing things around where you are?
No, I just got a new position where I work.
Is that the new position, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, because I can feel around you that there's certainly spirit. There's a younger gentleman who's trying to contact you as well in spirit.
A gentleman?
I think, yeah, there seems to be a young gentleman. Or maybe I've got a feeling of he feels very young, very lively, who feels like wanting to calm things down around you. I don't know whether you're jumping around or feeling that you're moving different places all the time. Are you not settled at all?
Correct.
Yeah, I feel your focus you need to focus on a particular thing yourself a little bit.
Yeah.
You need to put a little bit of effort in on yourself instead of a lot of others. It feels like, or things around you seem to be not in your control, and you need to be able to control what you're doing.
Yeah.
Are you still there? It's a bad line. Are you there, Karen?
Yeah, I'm here.
I'm also going to feel you've got emotions connected to you as well. Are you feeling like you want to cry or you want to become very? Is this a bad time at the moment?
Yeah.
Has there been a passing just close to you?
Has anyone passed close to me?
Yeah, around this time of year.
In May.
Right, it does feel like that's coming back to you, but you need to look have a positive aspect on it, not a negative one. I think you're looking at what's gone on. You know, often when somebody passes, we forget the person, and we should be looking at the person, not their circumstances to their passing. And I kind of want to turn your head around it a little bit and say to you, you need to look forward. But they've got a very young energy. They've got a very young energy. Were they it feels like they were lively, Karen, very lively.
They were lively, but they weren't young or anything. I don't know who the young person could be. I mean, he was like 60. I don't know if that's young.
Yeah, I know some 60-year-olds that are like 21-year-olds, Karen. This is how it feels. feels like a very, he's got a very young energy.
Yeah, he did have a very young energy. He was always doing things. He's very productive.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you could see me at the moment, I'm not stood still. I'm walking backwards and forwards. So I have to say this was a gentleman who would have moved about a bit. Was never sit still. I want to do things all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, now I can tell he's very close to you. I can tell it would almost sort of say to you that I want to put my right hand on your shoulder all the time. So it would be to hold you back, just to slow you down.
Are
you?
Really?
It feels like, yes, it's like concentrate, slow down and work. To be honest with you, I'm going to ask you to be a bit selfish, look after yourself, make sure you get your time.
Yeah, because I'm always trying to, be there for everybody else, and I never just sit back and take a minute for myself.
Okay, well, if I was to say to you, he would be saying to you to put your feet up, to just relax, let other people do the stuff. That's what I want you to do, Karen. I know these are very short readings, but it does feel as though it's important that you look at a positive aspect of that death, not the negative side of it. It's the smile that I want to put back on your face, to be honest.
And
okay. If I was there, I would give you a big hug. That's how it feels.
Oh, okay.
What's a bagel?
A bagel?
I can hear a bagel name or a bagel. I don't know what that is.
A bagel, like food?
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, in New York, it's like a bread type of, it's like a breakfast type thing, a bagel.
And is that associated to him? Because that's what I'm feeling.
No, I don't
It feels like a round piece of food. I don't know what. It's strange because I want to eat a round piece of food that I'm hearing like a bagel.
Yeah, it is round. It's round. It's bread. It's bread and it's called a bagel.
Okay. What I want to say to you then is, I think he's telling you to sit down and eat something and relax.
Okay.
You must be very active at the minute. Are you? Does things seem to be at a fast pace, Karen?
Lately, everything has been fast-paced.
Yeah, okay, then here's the message, okay? Relax and just take time at a slower pace for yourself. And he's definitely there listening to you, and he's definitely trying to put his hand on your shoulder and hold you back and just say, slow down.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to send you his love because obviously you know that anyway. But I can sense. I literally want to hug you, hold you. It's kind of a comfort thing to say everything's okay.
Okay.
Is that okay, Karen? Because I'm kind of. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good.
Good. Don't worry. Things will turn around for you. I can promise you that. It feels very good that what's in front of you.
Okay.
Very short time. You're going to move forward. I think there's like a new thing coming along. So it just feels something new, very bright. But
okay.
It's going to be after May, obviously, when I think he's going to settle around you more.
Okay.
All right, Karen.
Okay, well, thank you, Karen, for calling. And remember, if you come on over to mikespirit.fm, you will have a copy of that reading in my archives. And I say thank you very much for calling. Okay, Ralph, excellent. Let's move on. And
okay.
I believe that we have Susan online. Susan, are you there with us?
Oh. Yes, I'm here. I'm trying to get you off speakerphone.
Okay, Susan.
Okay.
May I ask you where you're calling from?
From California.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I just wanted to see if you had any messages for me from Spirit.
Okay, bear with me a second, Susan, and I'll do my very best here to make a link to the Spirit world for you. And we can leave Ralph of a breather now, ready for the next one, okay? Okay. Now, I know that the first thing I have here with me is a lady that joins us from the Spirit world. And as this lady makes a connection, I feel so close with her. I feel she wants to put her arms around me. So I know that would be like a mum or a grandmum that comes through here. I know that this lady makes you aware that she suffered in her body. I believe I want to start gasping for my breath. I feel it's like really short, sharp, deep breaths I need to take, because I know this is the way she would have been towards the end of her life there. I know that she makes you aware that she would have lost quite a bit of weight. And I know I could particularly see this in her face before she passes. I'm honest with you, I don't feel it's your mum. I feel it's your grandmother as she comes through here, because that's what she makes you aware of, grandmother's love here, okay? Now, I know...
Actually, sounds more like my mom.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, yeah. If it's your mum, then that's my mistake, not hers. But I know that she wraps her arms around me so tight, and she's such a loving kind of a lady of when she was here with us. She wants me to say to you that, you know, she's seen... the difficulties, you've seen the upset, you've seen the hurt in your life at the minute here, Susan. So I know that there's been difficult times in your life at the moment, is that right?
Yes.
She tells me here as well that there's been lots of emotion, there's a lot of upset, there's a lot of hurt in your life as well. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
And she tells me that there's been tears that's been rolling down your face, because I know I'm aware of tears that starts to stream. I'm not going to cry, because I know that Ralph and I know that our other host, Nick, is listening. And believe you me, the two of them will bully me if I start crying live on the radio. You know, that's what I'm aware of. I want to start crying. And I feel so much emotion that's tied in. And I feel that, you know, you've certainly done your best. And you feel in some way that, not that you have failed, because I know that you haven't failed, but you feel as if you've, if only I could have done a bit more. Because I know that's what she makes me aware of to say to you. Do you understand of this?
Yes.
Okay. And she tells me here that, you know, it's almost as if you felt like on times as if I just want to... I just want to get out of here. I want to move, because I've had enough.
Yes.
I can't deal with it no more. And, you know, if everybody just leaves me alone, I'll get on with my life the way I need to get on with it. So you'd understand why I would say that to you there, Susan, wouldn't you?
Yes, I would.
Okay. And I know that she comes here because she says to me that, you know, you have her support in the spirit world. So know that your mum is so close. No, your mum... Bless her. She must have been complaining of her legs as well, because I know that she makes me feel as if my legs are numb. I know that they're very weak. I know that I can't stand on them properly here, particularly towards the end of her life. If she was stood, it was only just for a few minutes, and she would have needed support and help when she was here, because I know I'm feeling my legs are so weak that she needed that help before she passed. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
See, and I know as well that she makes it aware, you know, it, whatever this condition was, I want to say as soon as she found out about it, then it progressively got worse and worse and worse until the minute she passed. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, why does she... I like to work with the spirit world, and they give me things that I understand. And I know whenever the spirit world holds out their hand to me, that would usually tell me that you must have held this lady's hand when she passed home to the spirit world. And she does that at the minute. She offers out her hand to me. So would you understand if I said to you that you must have held her hand as she passed home to the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. And she tells me about putting something in her hand as well. So you'd understand that you placed something in her hand?
I don't know about that. Maybe that's more metaphorical.
Well, I want to, like, place something like a little photograph in her hand. And you know, this is after she passed, so you must have visited your mum after she passed before the funeral. Is that right?
No, I didn't.
Okay, well, I want to place, like, a photograph. So if that wasn't you, then who placed this photograph in your mum's hand just before the funeral then?
It might have been my grandmother.
Okay, because I know I want to put, like, a photograph in this lady's hand, and it's like, you know, I'll always be with you, okay? And that's the words I want to use to you at the minute. I'll always be with you, okay? And I feel in somewhat way that this is the reason why, you know, another reason why she comes here is to let you know that she's still around your life. She hasn't gone anywhere, Susan, okay? And she tells me that you've heard the calls for help. So obviously you understand the spirit world in some way yourself. And she's saying to me she's heard the calls for help, okay? And she's going to do her utmost best to be with you now, to bring that guidance through. It's not so much protection, because I don't feel that's what I'm looking for, but it's the guidance. That's what I need to put in front of you. You'd understand that, wouldn't you?
Yes.
Good. Okay. Now, I know I want to move on quickly here as well, because I can't leave you, because there's a gentleman who's just joined me here. And he, you know, he's quite a stubborn man when he was you. There's an excuse the way it comes out to you. But I feel he's quite stubborn in his character-wise, because I know as he's with me, I'm saying to him, come on, we haven't got much time. And he says to me, well, tough. This is my time to be here. And I believe that's exactly the way he would have been. So, you know, he wouldn't let me go unless I tell you about him. And I believe that he connects to your dad's side of your family there, Susan, because I know that's where he comes, to your dad's side. And I know that this gentleman would be, he makes it aware that when he passed, it was the heart that took him home quite quickly. And I believe that he was quite stubborn to himself as well, because he wouldn't have himself seen to. He knew his body better than anyone else. And don't play around I believe the medical profession, don't play around with me. I know what's wrong with me. And he just got on with his life the way he did when he was here with us, okay? And he certainly makes you aware that he done himself no favours because he was stubborn in his character. So do you understand of who he is?
Could it be my father?
Most definitely, because I know that he comes... See, again, like I said, I like to work with the spirit world the way that I understand it. It has to be simple for me, because, you know, bricklayers, they can be a bit thick sometimes, can't we? But I know it comes either on mum's side or on dad's side, okay? So I know that this one comes to dad. So if this... So your dad...
It could be that my dad, it could be my grandfather, too, because they both were...
Okay. Then let me play... When he is, because he makes you aware that he is maybe taller than myself. I want to put him maybe around the 5'9", 5'10". He's quite rounded in his face as I can see him here. He's quite casually dressed, because I know that he wants you to... I'm not going to strip off, I'm not. But, you know, I want to, you know, undo my buttons here on my shirt. So I know that he's a casual dressed, laid-back kind of fella when he was you with us. So does that fit your dad or your granddad?
No. They were both like 6'4". And they both dressed up when they went about their daily business. So
okay, well, he's certainly not 6'4". Okay, he's certainly shorter than that, because I know that he's a little taller than me. Okay, I'm nowhere near 6 foot, but I know that this is the way he comes through. He links to your dad's side is quite a large family with your dad, isn't it?
Yeah, they're very tall. Yeah.
Okay, and there's a large family. There's lots of them.
No, not at all.
Okay. Where does the 8 in the family fit?
8?
Yeah, there's 8 of them in the family.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, I'm losing you a bit there, aren't I? Okay, one sec. Yes, he's... Okay, I'm not going to change him. I'm not going to change anything, okay? I've never done that. I'm not going to start now. But I want to say there's 8 of them. This gentleman passed on to the spirit with a heart condition. He was very stubborn in his character ways. He's quite rounded in his features. I know that he would have been, as I said...
That sounds more like my mother's side of the family, her father.
Okay, then that's my mistake, okay? If they come on the wrong side, then that's my mistake. But the stubbornness is the way I have to place him. You know, don't mess around with me. I'll do what I want. And I believe that he would have been the one that would have kind of held the family together when he was here with us. Do you understand that? He would have been like the backbone, if you like, of the family.
Okay. Yeah, that would make sense.
Good. Okay. Well, know that he is here, okay? And as he is here with us, okay, he makes you aware that with his strength behind you, it's not going to be that hard to conquer, okay? So whatever this problem is within your life, know that you have his support, you have his backing, and together it'll become a little bit easier for you on this pathway. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Good, okay. Well, Susan, I know I have to move on, okay, but thank you very much for calling. And remember, come over to Mike Spirit FM, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Mike. I appreciate it. Many blessings to you.
Blessings to you as well. Thank you. Okay, let's move on here. And I do believe that we have Anne online. Anne, are you there with us?
Yes, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call.
That's no problem, Anne. And may I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from New Jersey.
Okay, and what was the reason that you called in for?
I would like to know if you have a message for me from the other side.
Okay, bear with us a second. Don't tell us any more on that. Ralph, are you okay there?
I am, thank you, yes. Hi, Anne.
Hi, Raf, how are you? Thank you.
Hi. I'm fine, thank you. You're a little bit crackly, so you'll have to bear with me. Now, have you got cold hands, or has somebody around you got very cold hands?
I do.
It's just my hands have gone incredibly cold, so I want to make a connection to you. I do have what I've got to call a mother figure with you, whether that's a grandmother or the mother, but I'm with you, but she's got a very clear, smiley face. And I seem to want to be able to, I want to put her into a white or a light coloured top and dress. It's very smart. Does this make sense to you? Because is there a photograph of the mother around you?
I'm looking at it right now, but she's not
You're
in the.
At it.
Yes, I'm looking at both of my parents on this picture right now, and I was hoping you would connect with them.
Is this? She's got a very light top on. Is that what I'm looking at?
Actually, it's not a light top.
Right. She's very bright.
Sorry,
my mistake. So sorry. It's a lovely smiley face.
Yes.
And I actually feel like if I'm going to talk to you, I would touch your face as well. I would actually put my hands on your face to talk to you, to care for you. It seems as though you're a very sensitive person, or she was very sensitive. So saying the wrong thing to her might have just taken her breath away a little bit here and there. So we have to.
Yes.
She wants everything to be nice.
Yes.
Yes, does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense.
I love her because she's with me at the moment, which is really lovely. I'm going to send her back to you at the moment, but she cares. Yeah, does that make sense? She really is caring about you. I feel like you must have been looking back in time. Have you been reading books from the past or something? What's the historical thing going on?
I don't know.
I seem to be looking at report cards or school cards or something.
Oh my God. Well, this was that recent. It was last summer. I found a report card from school from when she was a little girl back in Montreal. I'm from Montreal. And I showed my sister, and we were laughing at it because my mother was so straight, I would say, and there was a little bit of misbehavior. So my sister and I were laughing because I think she was late in the morning and she failed like one class, and that was really not like her. So we were just like laughing at it.
Well, this is something she's given to me, so that's a bit of evidence for you that she was with you at that moment, listening to
you. I'm sure she was.
Okay, and I've got a little waggy finger at you, so it's done in a bit of a joke, but it's there for you. She's definitely with you, definitely connecting with you. She's definitely smiling. She's very proud of you, obviously. Are the two sisters, is somebody named after somebody else? Your name, where's your name come from? Is it from somebody else? Is it an auntie or an uncle? An auntie or a grandmother or something. Where's the Anne name?
No, there's nobody else in the family.
I can guarantee you there's a connection.
Oh, wait. Yes. My name is Anne-Louise. In Quebec, we have a lot of names with a hyphen. So my real name is Anne-Louise with a hyphen, and her name was Louise.
Yes. That's it. That's the connection. I knew there was there seemed to be a name connection.
Unbelievable.
So. She's just making more contact with you. I need to let you know she's around you. And the message to you at the moment is to smile more, is to look for the sunny days more. It seems to me as though she's sort of saying she's enjoying everything you're doing. Okay?
Oh.
Is there a little girl around you or near you?
Yes, I have a daughter, yes.
Now, listen, is she talking to herself? I know little girls just do this sort of thing, but it seems to me as though she's talking to somebody, and I'm going to tell you, it's like she's talking to your mother.
But my daughter's 16. I have two daughters, actually, one that's 16 and one that's 18 years old.
One of them has been talking or has been thinking about mother, your mother. Okay. Now, whether they'll admit that to you is another thing, but I can sense that's going on around you. That there seems to be some sort of a lucky charm as well around you that I'm picking up on. something you carry or something you've got? Kind of
yes,
like a looking
there's
thing.
A piece of jewelry that I wear.
Ah,
that's
this is
from
mother's.
Her.
Yeah,
yes,
okay.
It's my mom's, yes.
Okay, well, again, this is all she's doing to me at the minute. She's just giving me evidence to tell you that she's there, that you didn't need to come and do this, but I'm glad you have, because she's a lot of lovely lady. There's a really nice smell with her as well. It's awful to say about somebody smelling, but it's a lovely smell connected to her as well, Anne. And I can tell in her face that she'd really like bright eyes.
Yes.
I think she would look at you and talk to you rather than ignore you. She'd stare at you, she'd talk to you, so you'd know when she was being serious or not.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, yeah.
can you tell her a message from me?
Go on. You speak, she's hearing.
Well, tell her to send me a nice guy. I need a companion.
Oh, listen, that's not a problem. I think that's on the cards for you anyway, to be honest with you. I can sense from you and what's going on. There's a very nice position you're in. You've got a very confident way about you, and I think that's a nice and very honest as well. And I think it's a lovely thing to have. And she's progressing that to me to tell you that that's okay. I don't think you need to look too far for things, neither. If you want... The big thing, I tell you what I'm hearing from her is the truth, the truth, the truth. You should always hear the truth. You always hear what anybody's telling you and work out the truth from people. And don't mistrust. She must be big on this truth thing. But, I mean, she's hearing you. You should know that anyway, Anne, to be honest with you. She really is smiling at you and laughing at you. So take her love. Yes? Is there an orange ball or an orange... What's orange? What's the orange?
Orange? I don't know.
There's an orange ball or a bead or something with her. Oh, crikey. I almost said a marble, but it there's an orange thing with her.
Oh, with her?
Yeah. It's with her. She's got something that's orange. It's an orange ball or a bead or
I would have to think about that.
Well, good. I like mysteries. That's what I like to find out. I always ask them to give me something different, and this is what she's doing. She's just telling you something. You'll find that out. It's an orange. It looks like an orange ball or a marble or something, but it's orange.
Okay.
No, she's with you, Anne. No, she's with you.
Okay.
And take her
All
love,
right.
And thank you for talking to me.
You're incredible. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thank you, Anne.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.
And you as well. Thank you.
Okay,
bye.
Thank you, Anne, for calling in. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm. We will have a copy of that reading. And we'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines. I'm going to get myself into trouble here with this next one. I don't know whether my producer is winding me up a bit, but I think it's something like Louis Tiana.
Okay. Hello?
Hello? Did I pronounce?
You can call me Lucy. My real name is
Lucero. Ah, okay, Lucy, that's easier. May I ask you, Lucy, where you're calling from?
New York.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
I would like to know any messages from my spirit guides and my relatives, dead relatives.
Okay, bear with me a second, Lucy, and I'll do my very best to make a link to the spirit world here for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
Okay. Okay. Lucy, I know that, I've got somebody that just joins me here, and, you know, the first thing I'm aware to say to you is that, you know, you're trying to speed things up in your life at the moment there, is that right? You want things to go faster in your life?
I don't know.
Okay.
I just want the things to go.
I missed that then, sorry. Say that again.
No, you say if I try to speed the things? No,
yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, let me go into to what I'm going to say here, okay? Because I know that I've got a lady in the spirit world that, that gives me that information about you wanting to speed things up in your life. Now, let me talk to you about this lady because I know that she's important and I must work with her. And I know that she's a lady that I want to say was very slight of her build before she passes on to the spirit world there. I do believe, I want to say to you, that she didn't reach a fantastic age going into the spirit world. I believe she's in her early 60s, and if I'm honest, I feel 62, maybe 63 of when she passed from this life. I know as well that she makes me aware that there's certainly hospitals that's connected with this lady, because I know I'm hearing machines that starts to beep in the background there, which makes me aware that there's a hospital connection with this lady. So I believe that she would have passed to the spirit world with this hospital, in the hospital there, okay, because I know that the machines are beeping there. I do believe, as if I want to say to you, there's something that's to do with her stomach. So I don't know whether she passed with like a cancerous kind of a condition, but I know that's what I feel here, as if it's like cancer that this lady would have passed home with. So do you understand of a lady like this for me, please?
I don't remember okay. Anybody dying. The only person that died from cancer was my grandfather, okay. And he passed away like many, many years ago, like 40 years okay. ago.
Okay, it doesn't matter how far it doesn't matter how far we go back there, Lucy, okay? It really doesn't. But I know that this okay. is a lady, okay? And this lady, she links to your mum's side of your family, okay? Because she comes on my mum's side here. And I know she links to your mum's side. I believe I want to go back. I certainly want to go back as far as your grandmother, because I know that's where she's connected. Now, did you know much about your grandmother's family?
No, not really. No.
You didn't, okay. Sometimes it's very difficult, isn't it? You know, especially if we're throwing things at you and you didn't know nothing about them. But is there any way that you can check up on that, Lucy?
Okay. Yeah, I can ask my mother if somebody died or the court say. Yes.
Okay, then please ask your mum, okay, because I know that she comes through with like this cancer, and I know that she would have passed on to the spirit world, but I know that she ties to mum's side, the family there. But see, I'm not going to change what she tells me, and I wouldn't do that, but she makes me aware of this. I want my life to move on. I wanted to go a bit faster. So would I be right in saying that you wanted to want things to change in your life a little now, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I always right?
Okay, and would it be right in saying that this would either be to do with, like, your career or there's, like, a certain move I want to do with your life that will change the outlook of your life, because I know that's what's important to you. Is that right?
Yes.
And she says to me that you can get a little impatient sometimes there, can't you?
maybe, yes. Yes, could be.
Because she says to me about getting a little bit impatient sometimes. And, you know, if you know you want to move to a certain direction in your life, she says to me, you know, it's no good waiting. You just want to get there sooner rather than later there, okay? And that's what I'm saying about going along a little bit faster, okay? So she understands of you. So please take the opportunity of asking your mum all about it, because I know that she's in your life and she's doing her very best to try and help you along in your life at the moment, okay? So I know that she comes through and she wants to be recognized, she wants to be understood. Now, I know that you understand the spirit world yourself in some way. Is that right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And she says to me here that you're able to build a communication to the spirit world as well, aren't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And I know that I want to say that you, you know, I don't know if you feel as if you're I want to do more, is if you want to do more, is that right, Susan? Lucy, is that right, that you want to do more?
About the spirit world, yes, I do want to do more.
Yes. Because she says to me, it's all there in front of you, okay? We just need to take that leap, make that step, okay? And once we do that, then it's like the pathway starting to develop in front of you. You just walk down that pathway, because I know it's a pathway that's full of light, full of love, and full of energy, okay? So I know the minute that you start walking down that pathway, doing what you feel is right, then I know that, you know, let's move on with it. Let's go with it, okay? Because I know that's what's important here to you. Okay, do you understand?
Yes, yes.
Okay. That's fine. Okay. Well, thank you very much for calling in. Okay.
I got a question. When I see my son, is he a reincarnation of my brother?
Say that again. No, I missed that. When you see your son,
when I look at my son, and yeah. I come saying his energy, he is a reincarnation of my brother because he is so alike. Even the way that he plays his hand in his head.
So your brother's in the spirit world then, is he?
Yes, he died when he was 22, 23. And
okay.
He was very, he could see, everybody was saying that he was with dementia, because he could see and he was doing things like Jesus Christ. Now that I realize all this is real, then I see my son and he reflects so much on my son.
Yeah, okay. Well, personally, and this is only a personal view, okay, I do believe in reincarnation, okay? And, you know, if there is some similarities, then, and, you know, that he does the same thing as what your brother used to do, then I would say, you know, he certainly carries that energy that your brother would have had of when he was here with us. But, you know, I'm not going to go down the road of reincarnation because it's something that I believe in reincarnation, but I don't know too much about it, okay? And I'll be honest with you. But I would certainly say, you know, if he does carry the same similarities, the same features and everything else, then know that your brother is linking close there with that, okay? With your son and the similarities, I believe, comes from there. So, you know, it's like... He looks very similar to your brother when your brother was the age of your son now. Is that right?
He's very smart, and the way that they behave is almost the same.
Yeah. Okay.
But I'm surprised that my brother didn't come out in the reading because I always think about him. And
Okay. So was it that your brother passed very quickly home to the spirit world? Because I know I've got an instant passing here with me.
He was found dead on the highway. They don't know what happened to him. He used to go to a spiritual center, and I don't know what happened. He just found dead. And we never knew if somebody killed him or he got struck by a car. We don't know really what happened.
Okay, well, I know I've got an energy with me that I'm aware that passed very suddenly, straight on to the spirit world, okay? Well, if you didn't know how he passed, then I'm not going to go into it because it's no point, because you wouldn't understand, okay? But I know I've got... So, your brother, if I said to you just as his life was getting good, does that make sense there to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that about the family, he makes you aware of the family, so he must have had... family, is that right? He must have just started his own family.
No. He was alone. He was a teenager. Or he was just 23, 22, going 23, going to school, finishing university.
Okay. Well, I believe
he was doing a lot of schooling in Bible schooling.
Okay. Well, I believe I want to say to you something to do with like the family. Just as my life was getting good. Okay, I know that's what I want to talk to you about. Just as my life was getting good, then this happens. Okay, so I believe that your brother's life started getting good. So either that he was either starting a family or he was had a partner that he was quite close to. Because I know that my life started getting good, and then this happened that took me home to the spirit world. But I know it's a quick passing. Now, okay,
it's
take
working.
His love. Okay, take his love, because I know that he's around you, okay? And I say thank you very much for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. You will be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives. I say thank you very much.
Thank you so much, and blessings.
No problem at all. Blessings to you as well. Thank you. Okay, Ralph, we're going to take a short break just to catch your breath, and so we'll be right back just after this.
Thank you. come away with me in the night. Come away with me, and I will write you a song. Come away with me on a bus. Come away where they can't send us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you.
I'm
Welcome back, or if you've just joined us, you're welcome. You listen to me, Mike Davis, on the Mike Davis Psychic Medium Show with my wonderful guest here, Ralph Keaton. Hi, Ralph.
Hiya, Mike. Hi.
I thought you disappeared on me there for a second, Ralph. The heart started racing there.
I was thinking about, shall I say anything or not? Well, no, I'll join in again.
We're over halfway through the show, Ralph, and I must say, you know, quite a response, particularly in the chat room as well. People seem to like you, Ralph.
Oh, well, I'm pleased. Thank you very much to everybody.
Well, that's good. And I will say, whilst we got people calling in and everything else, you'll know on Thursdays that the other host, Andrew D, takes the show on a Thursday. Andrew is not going to be able to be here this Thursday. So, unfortunately, people are going to have to put up with me again, Ralph. So if you want to tune in on Thursday and come over and listen or even get some readings, tune in on Thursday. That's at 10:30 UK time or 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So that's this Thursday, 5:30 Eastern Standard Time or 10:30 UK time. So let's go back to the phone lines here, Ralph. And I do believe that we have Paul online.
Yeah,
Paul, are you there with us?
People are moaning, so I thought it was. Right.
Hi, Paul. Paul, are you there?
No. Right.
I think Paul is up to conversation.
Are you on Google Chrome?
Paul, are you there with us?
Top corner where the...
Okay, let's leave Paul here. Let's go to the next caller, I think. Because I think Paul is in the middle of doing some... Let me just try and get Paul back on, because I know Paul. Okay, let's try and bring Paul back in again. Paul, are you there with us?
Below. Paul, are you... No?
Hi, Paul. Paul, are you on there with us?
Oh.
Okay, let's leave Paul there. Let's go to Susan. Susan, are you there with us? Susan, are you there with us? Well, Ralph, what's going on?
listen, Mike, I always say this. I was when I was filming with the crew for Steven Spielberg, I did say to them all that I have a tendency to affect a lot of electrical items, and it looks like I'm doing the same with you guys, and I am going to apologize. I did a radio program not long ago for the Birmingham radio guys, and theirs went wrong. I did a TV program. I've just done one for ITV, and it was the same sort of thing. So I'm just wondering if it's me, so I do apologize.
Well, I think Paul is engrossed in something about Google Chrome, but we won't go there. I think Debbie's online there with us. Debbie, are you there with us?
I'm here.
Hi, Debbie. May I ask you where you're calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia. I'm actually calling on behalf of my niece. We're just see if you could answer a question for us. We're trying to find a nice place for her to move out to, and we want to find a safe place. We're going to see if you saw that for her future.
Okay. Is your niece with you there, Debbie?
Yes, she is.
Okay, then might be best if we speak to your niece, because I know myself and Ralph like to have the voice, because that helps us to connect.
Alrighty, I'm going to get you a different phone. Hey,
how you doing?
Hi, well, and what's your name?
Emily.
Emily. Okay, Ralph, are you okay there?
I am, yes. I'm just listening. It's quite a good question, actually. Hi, Emily, are you there?
I'm here.
Hi, Emily. The strange thing is, I seem to want to say to you that you need somewhere quiet, somewhere where you can think. It feels like to me as I want to say to you, you need to be looking at a smaller place, a small property, or small place to be near. Have you got dogs around you? Can I ask?
Well, my aunt has some dogs and we're at her house. Right.
Okay. That's fine. What I'm going to say to you is, when you're looking for properties or when you're looking for places, you have to feel right. A home accepts you just as much as you accept a home, because wherever you're going to go to next has to feel right for you. Not necessarily if people sort of say, "Well, this is lovely." You've got to feel it. Anything we deal with, Emily's got vibrations and has energy on its own anyway. Much like when you meet people for the first time, you either like them or you don't like them. It's an inner feeling. You need to have that with you. Okay? Does this make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense, I was wondering, what area of town I might be at. Like, I've been looking in all kinds of areas. I don't know where. You said a quiet place, but...
Yeah. It needs to be quiet. Wherever you go, you need a view. I'll tell you why, because your energy, the way I'm pulling your energy in, and this is just purely coming from you, you need space. You need freedom. You need to be able to breathe. And I think if you're moving anywhere where it feels close or tied in, it's not going to feel right for you.
And I'll get frustrated. I know how I am. But
yeah,
like, what kind of price range do you think I should be looking at?
Oh, well, now then, that's kind of down to yourself. That really is down to you. My advice on that one, I mean, that's purely from a point of view of saying to you inner feelings, is you need to be able to do it within your own comfort zone. I'll tell you what you do need. It needs to be near a venue like a theatre, or has to have a playhouse type thing near you, because it feels like there's life connected to that side of things. I'm also going to say to you as well, there must be some form of a garden or a small frontage to this property. Okay.
What do you mean?
Are you visiting many at the moment? I'm sorry?
I've been visiting a whole bunch of places. I've been looking all over.
Right. One of these has got a nice, it sounds like a small grass in front of it, grassed verge or grass frontage, but just down the road from it is a theatre.
Yeah, I did look. Do you think I might have picked up, saw a place today? Because I went and checked out a place today, and it's down the street from the theater.
What? And that, this is what I'm trying to say to you. I think that, when you went in, did it feel, when you went in, is it dark in the front and light at the back? It's like a dark front room and a lighter back room.
I didn't go inside the house.
Well, you need to go in.
Driving around.
No,
I
you need
to. Go ahead.
So you, well, what I'm going
to
say to
you.
I
only had a chance to really go into one place so far.
You need to kind of, let me say, you need to feel more confident with yourself as far as saying to yourself that you need to go in and have a feel of the place. This sounds strange and it's going to sound weird to say this to you, but touch things around the place. If it feels cool or it feels comfortable to you, then you know you're in the right spot. But certainly the one near the theatre feels like it's got energy, it's like it's got life around it, that you could say to yourself, you could see yourself there. The reason why I'm saying this is because I feel like there's another energy around you which seems to be pointing you in different directions. This is a grandfather figure who feels very strong in character. And when it comes to your looking at a property, you've got to feel at home in it. Emily, are you re-educating? What's the thing I'm feeling like if I'm to learn things new?
Hang on, say that again. What do you mean? What are you asking?
Are you learning something new? Are you learning things at the moment?
Every day. Always.
Okay.
But I am in school.
No, that's fine. But there's a theme to what you're doing. There seems to be a theme to this. And I'm going to tell you something as well. You're very spiritual. Do you know that? You've got a good connection with spirit.
Yeah, I think I've always thought I did.
No, you really have, and I'll tell you why. Because you're kind of shy of nature. You don't come forward very quickly, but once you've got the confidence to do things, you get on with it really well. And it feels like you've grown up with spirit. Have you got a globe or an orb or something around you? A crystal ball or something?
Hang on a second. Can you talk to her? I don't know. I got a necklace that has a crystal on it.
Right, okay. It's the crystal side of it I'm feeling, you see. You're drawing energy. You're earth-based. You're connected to, you're grounded. So whatever you do, whatever you go ahead to do, don't go above and what beyond you can actually either afford or you feel right. You've got to look after yourself here. If you go into a property, you've got to say you like it. If you feel, the moment you feel you're not sure, leave.
Yeah, I went into some places the other day, and I was like, I got a horrible feeling from those places.
Right, then, I'll tell you what, you'll know the right one, because you'll know it inside, okay? I feel like wherever you're going, there's a lady that's already living in it. It feels like an elderly lady, but there's a lady living in it already, or somebody's had a connection to it that's elderly, and it has a good feel to it. This theatre one's fantastic. It must be on a big street.
You said there's an old lady already living there?
Yeah, feels like it.
Now that's got me confused, because I mean, I love old people. I get along with them really well, because I'm pretty young. I'm 18, so. Mm-hmm. But I don't really know of any older ladies by themselves. Because what I want to do is I want to get my mom to move in with me. And
right.
She's about to get out of jail. So
okay.
I'm looking into places for me and her so I can help her out, you know, support her so she won't get back on the wrong path.
Right, this is why I know you're very spiritual. This is why I know this is the theatre ones are good for you. The reason why I'm saying this is a big street. It feels like there's a small garden, something you can sit out in, something you can get out on, and it's space you need because everything has to go at a nice, steady pace for you, Emily. Okay? Because you're very, now I'm going to say you're grounded, you're very, you don't look for fantasy things. It's very real. Things are either are going to go right or wrong. But what I want to say is you're very black and white with things. That's how it feels to me for you.
What do you mean black
and white?
Have I made
that clear? Right, either, it's either right or it's wrong. So either somebody's telling you the truth or they're telling you a lie. And you'll only go one way with things. There's no grey areas. So does that make sense? If you've got friends or you've got things around you, it has to be right or wrong.
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much. Now my Aunt Debbie, she wants me to ask about my mom.
Okay.
Will it even be a good idea to do this?
Because that again, I'm going to say is inbuilt in you. Yeah, that's inbuilt in you, Emily. You've got. Because of your spirit base and the way you are, you'll know. If you have a doubt, it's not going to work. I'm going to tell you something with whatever you do in life. If you doubt anything, don't do it. If you've got a good feel for it and you feel that, yes, that's right, go for it.
Now, see, I had a great feeling at first, but then all these people want to put their input in and say, oh, it could go this way, it could go this way. It's going to end up horrible if something such and such happens. So then that puts doubt into my mind. But it's from what they're saying to me. It's not because, but when I first, you know, when I was thinking about it all by myself and not really telling anybody what I was planning on doing, it felt like a great idea. But then everybody's wanting to be like, no. And I'm still determined to do it, even though they're saying that, because I don't know. I still feel like I need to do it, but now I got doubt in my mind about it.
You're old enough, you're obviously being 18, you can make your own decisions, but what I want to say to you is that you will know right from wrong anyway. You've got a good feel for what could feel right to you, because I also feel with you that if you decide not to do this or you want to break away or come away from this, you can do that. You have the strength to do it, and you need to know that as far as spiritual, go on.
That's what I was trying to tell everybody else, but they don't believe me.
No, I can feel that in you, Emily. I'll tell you why, because it's taken a little bit of courage to actually come on this phone and talk to me. Do you understand that? Your first reaction was to put somebody else on, but now you've got the confidence and you get the feel that you can do this. I'm telling you that you're right to do what you feel's right, okay? We all need to listen to advice, but ultimately, driven inside you, you can always move away from things because you have the power inside you to do that. Is there a little one around you as well?
I have just one little one. Is that what you're asking?
Yeah, right, there we go, you see. So I now know that there's a little one around you who I can feel is your strength as well. They're connected to spirit. The two of you are like a little power unit. You've got a fantastic feel. Your energy is really good, Emily. Do you know that?
I've had a feeling, you know, but
You should be more confident of yourself.
Yeah, I know I got to work on that.
Well, no, you are, but you're better than you think. There's more about you than most people would kind of give you credit for. You feels, and I'm saying this because I've got an energy feeling with you that you think better than people give you credit, and maybe it's time just to stand up a little bit and say, "Hang on, I will do this. I'll have a go." And
that's
show
what I've been
them,
doing lately. I've been working on that too.
Well, that's really good, Emily. The reason why I'm saying it is because it's a good feel to you. There's a really nice feel to you, and you should go with the flow. Go with how you feel. Use the crystal or use your inner feelings. Okay. I always say something in that intuition is something part of spirit. We can feel the right thing to do. We all know right from wrong, but when you're going through life like you're going through and you're making a decision of whether or not to move somewhere, you need a bit of space anyway, wherever the property is, get yourself some space, but don't push the limits because you won't feel comfortable. It'll just put more pressure on you.
All right. Now, if I throw out a couple of city names, do you think you could pick up a stronger vibe from them?
Go on then.
Okay. Well, I'm going to throw out three. Got Warner Robins, Macon, and Byron.
What was the first one?
Warner Robins, then Macon, and Byron.
The first one feels stronger. Have you just been there?
I live right down the street from Warner Robins. I live, it's kind of like on the line of Macon and Warner Robins.
Right. There you go. That's why I think there's a better connection to it. Is this the one with the theater on?
They Macon and Warner Robins both have a theater, but the one in Warner Robins is probably a better bet.
Right. And as that, again, I'm saying to you, it feels like I've got, you need space, Emily, you need space. Whatever the properties are, I don't want it to feel closed in. You know, like, you just need space because it'll help your energies. Has that been any use to you, Emily? I'm so sorry. I just want to sort of say it's inbuilt in you. And I've got to say that there's a grandfather figure who's feeling like he's pushing you in the right directions because it's like, you know. I would say you and him are very similar.
Me and him?
You have very, yeah, you have a very similar feel. Very strong character.
I got my uncle. My uncle I talk to all the time. He's always trying to tell me what's right and what's wrong.
But there's also one in spirit. There's a grandfather in spirit who I'm talking about who seems to be a grey-haired type of chap who wants you to put one foot forward. It's just stepping forward from everybody and becoming who you are. When you walk down the road, are you holding your head down? Are you looking down also?
Usually.
Right. I kind of want you to look up, stand up. If I'm going to tell you anything, it's face the world head on and be smile with it because you've done nothing wrong. Everything's right for you. You have that feel of strength, and I've got a buzz about you, but I don't think you would rush anything, and you don't need to rush anything, and neither does anybody need to rush you, neither. Okay.
And
good
then
feeling.
Well, I want to ask you about my boyfriend also.
Okay.
His name's Troy.
Yeah.
I like him a lot, and I want to see what do you pick up with our relationship.
Be honest. If the one thing I can say that again I'm going to say to you is I'm talking back to how you are. It's speak openly. So if there's any issues, any doubts, anything, it's say so. Because I feel like sometimes there's a step back. Are you there?
All right. Yeah. Do you think it'll last, our relationship?
I'm sorry, I'm just listening to I'm listening to your grandfather. You at the moment I don't see any there doesn't feel any incompatibilities at the moment, okay? But the only thing I can say is the way I'm feeling, I want to say that you need to speak the truth and he needs to speak the truth. So you need an open thing. You need to be able to anything that's a dislike, you should say. Anything that's a like, you should say as well. Does he keep moving away from you? What's the backward and forward thing with him?
I don't know what the backward and forward thing is. He likes to change cars all the time. But he's not really moving.
No, he just
go on vacation.
Right, because it feels like I'm with you 1 minute and I'm away the next, and I'm back again in 1 minute and I'm away the next. But it doesn't feel... I don't get any incompatibility with it. I don't get any negative feelings with it at the moment. Just needs
That's
to be
good.
Talked. Yeah?
Okay.
That helps you.
Right.
Yeah, that's the big thing, communication. But it's to talk. It really is to talk openly. If you don't like something, it's easy to say, I don't like it. And then both of you know where you are. You know, it's that open feeling. So if you've both got that, then good feeling. I also feel with him as though is he quite bright? Does he swap and change things over? Has he always got ideas in his head?
Go ahead.
It feels to me as though with him, I've got lots of ideas, lots of things I want to do, continually doing things, changing things, bright ideas.
Yeah, that's him. I think that's both of us, though.
Well, that's not a problem. That's not, as long as you choose the right ones, it's not a problem. It doesn't feel... I really want to say to you that you can answer a lot of these questions yourself. You know, you've got it in you to do this, and you should trust it. You should trust inside you is a nice little core of spirit which is looking to you now to say, how do you want to go? You've got to go with the feelings. Any medium or psychic will tell you the same thing, that we just go on how we feel. If it feels right to say something, or if it feels not right, we take a step forward, we take a step back. But it's having the trust in it to say, yes, I will, or no, I won't. And any property you go to, or anywhere you go in life, that's what you need to feel. Particularly because you've got the little one around you, you'll protect her, won't you? You'll always look after her. So you're doing it for yourself now as well.
Her,
it's good things, Emily.
I don't know which little one you're talking about now.
There seems to be a small child around you.
Oh, God, I hope I'm not pregnant.
Oh, crap.
Because I got all little brothers. Oh. That's what I thought you were referring to.
Right. Are you obviously looking after him, or you keep an eye on him?
I keep an eye on... I got three younger brothers. Well, five younger brothers, but I keep an eye on the younger ones, mostly.
One's got very light hair.
Yeah, that's Jesse. He's
right, there you go. Yeah, he's a bit lively, a bit alive sort of thing. It's kind of, I think...
They all are.
Well, he feels like he's the one that's more in trouble than anybody else. But then again, you can look at, you know, you've got that inbuilt in you to look after, and you need to do that. I think that's really good. You're actually good strength, good tower of strength.
All right, thank you.
Is that okay? So the property, I'm going to go back to it, the property's got to feel right to you. When you go in, touch things, touch the walls, touch the... If it feels right to you, that's it. If it doesn't feel right to you, leg it. Get out there. Move away.
All right. I'll remember
all
that.
All right.
Thank you for...
Good on you.
Okay, well, thank you, Emily and Debbie, for calling in. And remember, come on over to mikespirit.fm, where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading, Mark. As I said, thank you very much for calling.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye now. Okay, and let's go back to the phone lines, and I do believe I have Carol online. Carol, are you there with us?
I am, yes, Mike.
Hi, Carol. I think I know your voice, don't I?
You do, yes.
Okay. Carol, I'm going to hand you over to Ralph, because I do know your voice, and I've worked with you many times. So, Ralph, over to you, mate, again.
So who am I speaking to? I'm sorry, I've quite missed the beginning bit.
Carol.
Yeah.
It's Carol.
Yeah. Hi.
Carol, go on. Where are you from, Carol?
I'm from Birmingham.
Oh, hi, Carol. And your question is?
I'd like a spirit reading, please.
Okay. Right, Carol, I'm going to tell you something. Immediately, I'm with you. I need to tell you that you need to step... Again, this is very similar to the one I've just done, but you need to step forward. Are you not confident with things?
No. No, I'm not at all, no.
Where's the mother figure that's around you, then? Has she got some strength or power over you or something? Is she... What's that got to do? I'm just trying to figure out who's with me at the minute. What Now then, it's a really strange mix, this, because I feel like I want to say to you, you need a voice, you need to get out there more.
Yeah.
Are you, how can I say this, are you talking to a lot of people?
I'm thinking of a lot of people, yes.
Right. And has there just been a loss within the last year or two around you? It feels really new.
Excuse me, yes, I have.
Right. And I feel like I've also got stomach, or it feels like the side of my stomach as well is an ache there, and it's either connected to you or to them that they've passed over, but it feels like there's an ache. Are you sleepy? It seems to me as though you're... How can I say this too? You feel like I'm... You drift.
I'm very, very sleepy at the moment. Very, very tired, yes.
Right. A lot of that is energy drain. There's two energies, both female around you as well. Both in spirit. Both standing next to you as well. Both kind of wanting to lift you up, pick you up.
Yep. I've been feeling very down.
Right, listen. You need to talk more. I'm being told to tell you to talk more. I'm getting a ringing in my ears, and that always tells me that's like a telephone call. It needs to talk. So you need to pick a phone up and talk to somebody. You need to be out there speaking more.
Yep.
Have you done tarot card or something? Or have you been tarot? What's the tarot card scenario with you, please? I've got tarot around you all over.
No, I don't do tarot cards. I do... There is some very, very strange things going on in my home at the moment. Very, very strange things. And it is starting to get to me because some of them are very, very strange.
Okay. I'm going to talk about that in a second, but I just want to jump back to there's something to do with cards around you, okay? It feels like tarot now. Either somebody around you is doing them or you're doing them or something connected to it. Whatever that is, you need to draw a line from it for a while, okay? Whether it's somebody around you that's doing it or whether you're doing it, doesn't matter. But I'm going to tell you now, so draw a line from it. The stuff that's going on in your property is definitely spirit communication, trying to talk to you, trying to get through to you. But we often misinterpret in a lot of cases because... If this is happening to you late at night or when it's darker or when you feel like you're on your own, it can be a little bit scarier.
It's not scary me, but I've got things like I wake up to, when I get up in the morning, I wake up to a hot water tap that's full of cold water because the immersion heater has been switched off, and I know it was on before I went to bed. I'm waking up to a kettle that I'm having to take back to the shop every 6 weeks because it's refusing to work. My living room, every room in the house is warm apart from the living room. You can actually see your own breath in that living room. It's always freezing cold.
Okay. Everything you're talking about so far has to do with water. Okay, even when you're saying I'm going into a cold room and when you breathe out, that's vapor, that's water. Okay, so somebody around you is trying to give you a communication regarding water. So there's a water connection. Does that make sense to you?
I think so, yes.
Okay, so somebody, all they want to do is they're showing you water things. Now, they use electric kettles because that's a common item that we all use. So it's something that they know you're going to go and talk to. They'll turn the heating off or they'll turn the boiler off because they know, again, that affecting you, that affects your heat and things. The cold room doesn't necessarily mean to say it's a negative energy. Most people misinterpret this. All it's doing is they're taking the heat away from you so that you can breathe. It's water. So water around you is a significant thing, and that's got to be connected to somebody in spirit. Now, there's only a fair few things this will happen to. Either somebody's drowned, somebody hated water, couldn't swim, or it's a big significant thing in their life.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you?
Yep.
Okay. So the moment you can make that connection, you can talk. Where's the Debbie?
I don't know anybody called Debbie.
There's a Debbie or Deborah connection, okay? And I can hear that now. I can got that name coming through. So, again, look for that because that's going to come forward if it's not already in spirit.
Okay.
But what I want you to do is recognize the connection you've got in your property. Now, in a lot of cases, what you can do is just talk to them by asking them questions and finding out what they want to do. You just need to now start to work out why they're talking to you. They're trying to make communication with you. But there's two energies, Carol. I know there's two energies, and both seem to be wanting to make connections to you, want to get you going.
Yeah, I do. I do see things. I do see things around the house. Like, to me, it's like a watery figure. You can see straight through it. It's transparent.
Right. Okay, that's a good thing. Because they're visually connecting to you. What you need to do is start to look at talking to them, and they'll calm them down.
Yep.
Okay. Females in your life seem to be quite strong. There seems to be two strong females in spirit.
Yeah, I know who those are.
Right, okay. And in a lot of cases, whatever's happening here, it feels that they're making that connection. They seem to be, and I'm going to tell you something now, they seem to be wanting to get you to move or get you to move out. Do you not go out? Are you not staying in or something? I want to get you out.
I don't go out a lot, no.
Right. This is what I feel like I need you to do. Even on a lovely sunny day, even if it's just a small step outside, it's that breath, it's that freshness. I want to take you out. Also, one of these ladies that's with me must hate men with mustaches or beards. Have you got a bearded man around you?
No.
I'm sorry, no. I'm laughing because it's become a very strong thing. I feel like I want to scratch my face with a beard. There's something to do with a mistrust of a bearded man.
No.
And oh dear, I don't want to go into too many bad things here, but it just feels like if you're getting around somebody that's got a beard or a moustache or whatever else, it's not good for you. So just kind of take whatever's going on with a pinch of salt. Because it's a grandmother. This is what I'm getting a feeling of, a grandmother.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yep, yep.
And people in life can get very, very stuck in their ways, and I think she is. I think she feels like to me as though it's Victorian in her approach to things. So she wouldn't have liked electric. This is where I'm getting now, because I can feel there's a lot of things she thinks are dangerous that wouldn't, not really. But what's lovely about her is that she's protecting you. That's the weird thing. You may not know this, but she's looking around you. She's looking after you. She's taking hold of you, trying to keep you. I am actually stood up. This lady would have stood most of her time.
Pardon?
Not towards the end. This lady would have stood up a lot. I don't feel. I know towards the end of our lives, a lot of us tend to sit back or rest or whatever. But this lady feels like I want to stand all the time. What is there a standing issue with you? Do you not stand, Carol? What's the?
I do a lot. I do a lot of pacing up and down.
Right. Then you're mimicking her as well.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like as well I want to talk to you and say to you, you tend to, you look deep into things and you don't need to. Okay? Don't look so deeply into things. Sometimes something falls off a table, it's because it's not put on right, it's not spiritual. I feel like I'm looking very deep into things and I'm going to ask you to draw back and trust what you feel is right and wrong. Not necessarily what is either written about or is explained, because you have to feel in control, and I think at the moment around your property it feels like it's in control instead of you being in control.
Yes.
Gosh, Carol, I'm really sorry. It feels like I'm telling you off, and I don't really honestly mean to do that. I promise you, it's not the way I'm doing it. It just feels like I want to tell you some facts, some straightforward things. Yes, does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, you're in control. You are. There's a lot more about you. You can actually get on and do this, you know. You can actually stand up and say, no, not anymore for me, please. Talk to me properly. Visit me in the dream. Talk to me. Show me things. If they're going to show you, be a bit more visual, then let them be visual. But don't get shocked by it, because it's just they think you can handle it, so they're going to give you that, you see.
Yeah. Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. And you've got a really lovely, you've got a really lovely grandmother. Now I'm allowed to sit down now, apparently. So I'm going to say to you, take that with her, yeah, and relax. So be in control, Carol. That's where I'm going to leave it for you. Is that okay?
Yeah, okay. Can I ask you a question?
A quick one, yes, sorry.
Why is it that I keep feeling, this is of a night when I'm asleep, I keep feeling as though somebody's taking my hand and trying to pull me out of bed?
No, what they're doing, just to reiterate that, I always talk about this and I show photographs of these things. At night time, we're visited. We're always protected at night. Our spirit guides, our spirit friends will stand with us. All they're doing is holding on to you and allowing you to levitate, to just come out of your body a little bit, to dream better or to connect with spirit more. It's not like they want to pull you out of the bed. They're just allowing you. Does that make sense? They're just allowing you space.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that all right?
That's fine. Great.
Okay. So it's be calm with it. That's the main thing. They're looking after you, both of them.
Okay.
All right, Debbie. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Carol. Yeah. Thank you.
It's okay.
Okay. Thank you, Carl, for calling in. And remember, come on over to Mike Spirit FM. We will have a copy of that reader. I'll say thank you very much for calling. Okay, and let's quickly just go back to the phone lines. And I do believe I have Anne online. Anne, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Anne. May I ask you where you're calling from?
New York, out of Long Island.
Okay. And what was the reason that you called in for?
Well, originally I had a question about something. But if any messages from spirit come true, that would be nice too.
Okay. Anne, I know the first thing I'm aware of here is like a mother's love that wants to come through to me at the minute. Okay. And as I'm aware, so do you understand your mum, first of all, in the spirit world?
Yes.
Okay. And would I be right in saying that your mum was a very strong character when she was here with us?
Yes.
Because I know that that's the first thing, I'm mum. Tell her mum, okay, and I know that's the first thing she gives me. So I know she's a strong character, the kind of lady that whatever she had to say out, it would come, please or offend, okay, because I know that that's the way she wants me to speak here to you.
Right.
Say it as it is, okay. Now she tells me that of where she has been in your life of late, okay, she's seen that you were trying to achieve things in your life at the minute, and you feel as if you're kind of working so hard to achieve things, and you feel as if you're getting nowhere very fast, and is the word I want to use. Do you understand that?
Absolutely.
And she tells me here that, that you've been asking for someone from the spirit world to come through and to give you some kind of encouragement, because I know that she wants me to say, you know, that she's trying to encourage you every step of the way here, and she wants you to know that she's right by the side of you, okay? She always has been, and she's never going to leave you. So why would I say to you there, Anne, that you feel it upon times as if you're walking alone in this life? Do you understand why I would say that to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, because she says to me, tell her. She's not on her own. She's very much around your vibration there, okay? Now, I know as well that she says to me that not only was she strong in her characters, but she was very strong, a strong-willed lady, wasn't she?
Yes.
Okay, and, you know, even the biggest of people wouldn't argue with her. Is that all right?
Right.
Okay, because she says to me, I don't care how big they are. I don't care what they're doing. They will listen to me. And, you know, my fingers starting to wag around you. They will listen to me, and that's the way she would have been. But she tells me, you know, even towards the end of her life, right until the moment that she passed, that she had full respect of the people in her family. Is that right?
Yes, absolutely. She loved her family.
Good, because she says to me about she had utter respect for her family and from her family as well, okay? Now, she says that you two must have been very close in this life. Is that right?
Absolutely, yes.
And would I be right in saying to you that, she talks about her passing, about her funeral, and it was quite a large turnout, wasn't it?
Yeah,
because she says to me it's quite the a nice turnout, and she says to me it's nice to see that they all came together. Okay, now what she means by that is that there must have been a certain part of the family, or there would have been like a problem there or something, because it's nice to see them all come together.
Yes.
And that kind of emanates to now, doesn't it? Because there's still a bit of a problem in the family, is that right?
Yes.
And she recognizes this, and I know when she was with us that there's no way that she would have put up with that in this life, is that right?
Yeah, true. She would definitely want to say something, straighten it out.
Because that's certainly what she wants to do with me right now, okay? She wants me to say to you, come on, now I know that you're very similar to her yourself, aren't you?
In some ways, yeah. Wait.
Because it's like if she wants me to tell you to bang heads together, okay? So grab their heads and bang them together, she said, because that's exactly what I would have done in this life, okay? So I know that she would have been strong in that way, okay? Now, I know she says to me, well, there's so much going on in your life. We wouldn't know where to start with it, would we?
Yes, Very true. Very true.
And she says to me that there's things that you want to do, there's things you want to change, there's places you want to go. And, you know, I don't know, I want to hold my hands up and just say to you that, where do I go from here? Do you understand that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Because she says to me, you know, enough, okay? I want to pull in the reins a little here and just say to you that she's aware of, you know, all these things that's going around in your mind. And she says to me that you find this so hard to settle yourself at the moment. You find it so hard to like create a balance between you, your family, your work, your everything. It's like I'm battling with it all. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't actually have work.
Okay, that's fine. Now I'm having some messages telling me that I'm echoing again, so I do apologize if I am echoing to you, but you know, some things that are beyond our control sometimes. You know, I'm certainly haven't touched nothing in the studio yet. But I know that she makes me aware here that, you know, where we need to concentrate is ourselves, okay? And I know that that maybe sounds a bit selfish sometimes, but no. You have to start concentrating on yourself because it's what we need to deal with then. Do you understand of that?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that she also wants me to say here to you that no matter what, okay, you keep holding your head up high because you've got nothing to bow your head about. Do you understand where I'm going?
Yes.
Okay. And I know that you've been feeling disappointed with yourself as well, haven't you?
Yes.
Now, I know, she just keeps going on to me about... why does she talk about looking after someone else? So I don't know. I'm confused about this. Is it somebody else's child that you've been looking after, or you've been looking after someone that's like maybe not related? Do you understand where she goes with this?
In the physical sense, I mean, I'm always kind of there for my friends when they have something to talk about or vent about, even though I'm having like a lot of trouble of my own, I still kind of take the time to be there for them.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, because what she says to me about looking after other people, okay, and I know it's children. Now, she says to me here about if we could only put half the amount of time that we do for everyone else into yourself, what a difference you could make in your own life, okay? What a difference you could make yourself. Because I know that's important there. Do you understand of this?
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's no children I'm caring for, but it's...
I missed that. Say that again, sorry.
There's no children that I'm caring for, but I could understand, like, being there for friends and stuff.
Okay, but what I'm saying to you is, if you can put half the amount of time that you do with your friends into yourself, what a difference it would make for you, okay? I know that, you know, she wants you to start concentrating on yourself and doing what's right there for yourself at the moment. Okay, do you understand where I'm going with this?
Yes.
Good, okay. I know I've got to cut this short there, because I know that our time is actually running out here very, very quick. You know, thank you very much for calling. And remember, come on over to MikeSpirit.fm where you'll be able to have a copy of that reading in my archives a little bit later on. I'll say thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Bye now. Okay, Ralph, we're at the end.
Well, that's gone so fast, Mike. It's fantastic.
It's amazing. You know, 2 hours seems like 20 minutes, if I'm honest with you. But, Ralph, I must say, you know, I really enjoyed our time here working together. And the questions on my mind, and I suppose it's on a lot of other people's minds as well. Would you come back?
I will, Mike. I will. Yeah, that's not a problem.
Well, Ralph, I really look forward to that, you coming back. And don't forget, tune in on Thursday, because I'll be taking over Andrew's show, Andrew D's show, at 10:30 UK time, 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So if he wasn't lucky enough to get through today on the phones, then remember you'll be able to catch me on Thursday coming. And remember you'll be able to catch Nick Humphrey's show, Wonderful Medium Again. that's Tuesday. At 9:30, I'm sure it's 9:30, you'll tell me if I'm wrong, UK time, and that's 4:30 Eastern Standard Time. Rolf, I'm getting really good at these time zone differences, aren't I?
Yes, you're better than I am, definitely.
I'm really proud of myself, but Rolf, I want to say to you, thank you very much, and we'll chat soon, really soon, and I'll chat to you in a bit, so you hang on in there, but I know it's time for us to close the show, so I'm going to say good night, good day, wherever you are.
Okay, that's this week's show almost wrapped up.
It certainly is.
Remember, you can contact Mike anytime by logging onto his website, www.mikespirit.fm or www.mikespirit.info, or find him on Facebook by searching for Mike Davis Medium and adding him as a friend, or search for mikespirit.fm. So tune in every week to the Mike Davis Medium Show on mikespirit.fm, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or 8 p.m. UK time.
We're the Sweet Manics, and we tune in every week.